We are at a site on the nature preserve overlooking what we call Gordon Slough, which is a waterway that comes down from the west and eventually goes back into Cache Creek, but it picks up water along the way from farm fields and irrigation water or rainwater. So we hear the rushing sound of the water spilling down over a spillway. And as we look out further, we see a beautiful grove of live valley oak trees, dark green in color, many of them probably at least 100 years old. The gold rush played a very important part in the development of agriculture in this whole area. Of course, the gold rush brought a lot of people to California who were seeking gold, but those people needed to eat. So some of the wiser people that weren't finding gold started farming, and they made their fortune producing food for the gold miners. So they came here and established little farms, and they started dairies. They started more orchard production in addition to livestock. When this area was in agriculture, this particular site was probably used for grazing more so than actual production because there isn't a big space for a field. It's not particularly level here, so it's not as conducive to farming row crops. There's a lot of native grasses growing here. So I think that most of this was used for cattle and sheep, way back probably for horses and mules also. This area right here was also the homestead for the farm family that lived here. And Mr. Combs, who was a tenant here in the 1920s, built a home here for his family about 1930. And that home was situated just about right where we are. And they had a water tower, the house, I believe a garage, and of course the associated barns that went along with the farmstead. But this area was kind of the residential, industrial area of the farming operation. The home is no more. The barn is just to the west of us where we're sitting, and the barn, of course, served a very important purpose on the farm. It housed livestock, and it served as a storage area for food.